Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Can hairstyles hold messages about your job, your politics, your musical preference, or your sexuality? This week, I'm looking at movies about men with significant haircuts. There's a family drama from Cuba and a thriller horror from the United States. There's a boy in Havana who's dying to try a wig on, and some punks in the Midwest trying to avoid dying at the hands of some skinheads who are wigging out. Viva, directed by Paddy Breathnock. Jesus, played by Hector Medina, is a young man who lives alone in Havana. His dad was a prize fighter who ran off when he was three. Later, his mom died, leaving only her record collection of classic Cuban boleros and torch songs. Now he's 18 and all alone, an adult orphan. He earns a meager living cutting the hair of old ladies in the neighborhood, along with one important client. Mama, played by Luis Alberto Garcia, runs a bar popular among foreign tourists that features drag queens. Jesus goes there backstage to clean and style the wigs they use. But when one performer suddenly quits and Mama's left in a lurch, Jesus volunteers to take her place. He knows all the songs by heart from his records and he longs to express himself. Mama is dubious. It's not just the clothes, she says. You have to feel it, get inside of it, live it. But after begging and cajoling, Mama gives in and lets Viva, that's Jesus' persona, perform. So there he is on stage when he spots a new customer and ventures out into the audience. It's a rough-looking middle-aged man. She gathers her courage to approach him. But when she sings to him and touches him, he punches her in the face, knocking her to the floor. Jesus goes home feeling miserable with a split lip. But who does he find in his apartment? It's the same man. And what does he say? I'm Angel. And I'm your father. Da-da-da-da. Okay, so it turns out that Angel, played by Jorge Perugoria, didn't exactly run away. He's been in prison for 15 years, and now he's home again. But he doesn't say why. He's a mean, selfish bastard drunk, a drunk who spends all his money on cigarettes and rot-gut rum. He takes over the apartment, food, coffee, bed. He's macho, and he wants his son to harden up. Jesus is self-reliant and tough in his own way, but definitely not macho. But this man, the strange man, is the only family he has. Or is he? Mama, who runs the club, says Jesus is welcome to come back there anytime, and he'll even get a room to stay in. But Angel forbids him from dressing up like a woman and humiliating yourself on stage. But that's the only place where Jesus finds fulfillment, and it's his sole source of money. What will he do? Meanwhile, his father has a secret of his own, the reason he's come back to spend time with Jesus. Can the two of them get along? Can they accept each other for who they are? And will Viva ever perform again? Viva's a moving drama about contemporary gay life in Havana and also a family drama. The cast is all Cuban and shot on location. It doesn't cover up or apologize for the seamier sides of Havana, including the poverty. The acting is excellent, especially the two main characters. Surprisingly, though, this movie is officially Irish, with its writer and director from that country. I don't speak Spanish, but I'm told that the dialogue, words, and accents are totally Cuban and muy authentico. I like this movie. Green Room, directed by Jeremy Saulnier. Sam, Pat, Reese, and Tiger are hardcore anarcho-punks from the East Coast. Their band is touring Middle America in a van, playing at dive bars and roadhouses in corn country. They're musical purists. No social networking, no Apple tunes. It's vinyl discs and live performances or nothing. The problem is, they're not making any money. And when a promised gig goes south, they have to siphon gas out of parked cars just to keep rolling. So when a local punk offers them a paid show at a country roadhouse in the woods, they jump at the chance. Just don't talk politics, he says, and play your old tunes, not your new stuff. Well, the place turns out to be a bar for white supremacist skinheads. And the green room, that's where bands wait before they go on stage, is laden with neo-Nazi stickers, Confederate battle flags, and white power logos. Oh, great. But a few skins aren't going to stop them. They start their set on stage with a cover of Dead Kennedys' classic, Nazi Punks F Off. Dead silence. Skinheads aren't pleased. Still, once they switch to their heavy, loud tunes, the crowd is slamming and enjoying the concert. Everything's good. But just as they head out, Pat, played by Anton Yelchin, remembers he left his phone in the green room. He busts in to see where it is, and he sees something he wasn't supposed to. A skinhead girl lying dead on the floor with a knife sticking out of her head. He quickly dials 911, but they grab his phone, and soon enough, the whole band is locked into the green room with a nasty-looking skinhead guard and Amber, played by Imogen Poots, a skin who is friends with a dead woman. No telephone, and no one knows they're there. And things get even worse once Darcy, played by Patrick Stewart, he's Luc Picard from Star Trek, shows up. He's cold, sinister, and foreboding. A big guy in the Stormfront circuit. He owns the club, and he doesn't want the police coming there, and he really doesn't want the punks talking to anyone about the murder. And he has dozens of true believers, that's the young Nazis who want to make their first kill, at his beck and call. So it turns into a battle between the punks, and along with their skinhead ally, and a gang of skins looking to kill. And once the pit bulls and other dogs enter the battle, people start dying. Will any of them survive the all-out attack, or will they disappear into the woods? Green Room is a really good action thriller horror movie. My heart was pounding about a third of the way through, and it didn't let up till the end. This isn't your normal slasher movie. The women, including Sam in the band, played by Alia Shawkat, are as tough as the men. And Imogen Poots is amazing as the Chelsea who joins the fight. I didn't even recognize her until I saw the credits. Great movie. Sing Street, written and directed by John Carney. Cosmo, played by Ferdia Walsh-Pilo, is a middle-class kid at a private Jesuit school in Dublin, Ireland in the 1980s. He likes scribbling his thoughts and strumming his guitar at home with his pothead brother, Brendan, played by Jack Rayner. But when his family falls on hard times, he's sent to a much rougher school run by the Christian Brothers. Canadians might remember that name because of their notorious Mount Cashel orphanage in Newfoundland. Okay, this new school is a hellhole. It's run by men in black priestly gowns that stretch from their neck to their feet, and they're not adverse to corporal punishment and make it their goal to crush even a hint of nonconformity. And at the same time, Cosmo is bullied from day one by an especially nasty skinhead. But all is not lost, because right across the street from the school is a beautiful girl who looks like she just stepped out of a Duran Duran video. Her name is Rafina, played by Lucy Boynton, and she's a model. So thinking quickly, he approaches her and invites her to star in his band's next video. And surprisingly, she says yes. The only problem is, there is no video, there is no song, there is no band. Somehow, Cosmo has to make it all happen. So he meets the musical Eamon, played by Mark McKenna, also at his school, and together, they start putting their heads together and writing songs. Soon enough, they're turning into new wave rock stars, complete with eye makeup and frosted hair. But will Cosmo get it all together in time before Rafina takes off to London? Okay, I love this movie. It's fantastic. Something about it really grabbed me. I mean, it's your basic boy meets girl, coming of age type story, but there's nothing old or tired about it. Sing Street is set in the 80s, but it feels fresh and new, and it really features all these young, first-time actors and musicians, this young talent you've never seen before, who are all amazing. It's just so good. I recommend this one. And it's directed by John Carney, who brought us Once. Green Room and Viva both open on April 29th in Toronto. That's next week. Check your local listings. And opening today is the wonderful Irish musical Sing Street. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.